Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Check out our weekly web video picks. Every week we pick five pieces from YouTube and elsewhere online, and I anchor them in a picks video. This week's videos include excerpts from the Bush-era torture memos, eerily produced to music, as a music video by songwriter Jonathan Mann. Go to WNYC.org/video for all our weekly online video picks. Now, we are just a month away from primary day in New Jersey, with the hottest race being the Republican gubernatorial primary, of course, who will run against Governor Corzine this fall. Recently, we had candidate Chris Christie with us. Now, another hopeful, but go to Mayor Steve Lonergan. Both Christie and Lonergan released new commercials in the last few days targeting each other by name. Before we talk to Mayor Lonergan, let's listen to these two spots. The pro-Lonergan ad comes first.
Lonergan or Christie?
You decide.
Lonergan, executive experience as mayor, winning three times in a 2-1 Democrat town.
Christie, after one term as Morris County freeholder, Christie lost the primary, finishing dead last, 6 out of 6.
Lonergan, a conservative Republican leader who always puts taxpayers first.
Christie, a so-called moderate, afraid to take a stand.
Lonergan will defend your gun rights and crack down on illegal aliens.
Christie says being an illegal alien is not a crime, and Christie backs gun control.
You're Steve Lonergan, and you have a problem.
Steve Lonergan, the Bergen Record says you proposed raising property taxes in your own town 15%.
Your plan would raise taxes on almost 70% of New Jersey workers.
And you would eliminate the homestead property tax rebate.
Lonergan ran for Congress.
Lost.
State Senate.
Lost.
Governor.
Lost.
And that's a problem.
Steve Lonergan, now desperate, you attack Chris Christie with false negative ads.
And back and forth they go. And with us now is Steve Lonergan, former mayor of Bogota. Mayor Lonergan, welcome back to WNYC today. Good morning.
Hey, Brian. It's a pleasure to be in your show. Thank you.
You want to jump in on those commercials? For one thing, I guess you're going after Christie as being too liberal for the Republican nomination, yes?
Yeah, and politics is not a contact sport, Brian. It's a collision sport. And primaries are where you prepare yourself to go into the real battle with John Corzine. If people think that these kind of commercials are hard-hitting, that's nothing. Nothing compared to what Corzine's going to do with his millions of dollars to the candidate in October. So I have no trouble going head-to-head. I have no trouble taking the attacks. It'll just make me a stronger candidate. I want to bring focus on getting my message out, my economic policies out before the public.
But you said Lonergan will defend your gun rights and crack down on illegal aliens. You have another spot running this weekend that I heard on a station that said Christie is pro-abortion up until delivery. So you're running on a social conservative message. This is it's kind of a right-left thing, isn't it?
Well, you have no choice, and you need to be able to articulate your positions on the social issues. There's no denying that. When people say, oh, don't talk about the social issues, it's just not realistic. You primary is about vetting the candidate and understanding where and how they stand on the issues. However, the number one issue facing the state of New Jersey is our current economic conditions. The state of New Jersey declining from being, you know, the greatest state in the country to start a business and to raise a family. And this is statistically true. We led the nation in economic development for almost 200 years. And the last 40 years of decline to the highest tax state in America and what is now rated as the worst state to do business. And that's the issues where I excel. On economic policies and on tax issues, and that's where we're really going to engage in this primary.
So how about the attacks from the Christie ad that we played, where it says the Bergen Record says that you proposed raising property taxes by 15% in your hometown and that you'd raise taxes on almost 70% of New Jersey workers and eliminate the homestead property tax rebate?
All right, these are great issues. Let's take them one at a time. I was a mayor for 12 years. I had Republican control for 11 of those years. In my last 2 years, actually, I had Democrat-controlled council. And in those 2 years, I had a phenomenal record as mayor on taxes, Brian. And you can go to my website. You can see the Bogota spending chart for my 12 years versus New Jersey. I actually had a tax spending increases less than 1% average a year over 12 years, which is unheard of. In my last 2 years with a Democrat-controlled council, I had introduced budgets with wish lists that were introduced by the Democrat council and at 10 and 15%, and I took those budgets and I cut them. Even in the minority as a mayor, by the time I was done, I cut those budgets down to size and, again, led the state in keeping taxes
But
low.
Was it their proposal or was it your proposal that would have raised property taxes by 15%?
It's their proposal. You have to understand how municipal government operates. There's an introduced budget, and that budget is introduced before you get your state aid. The council votes to introduce the budget. And they get all their wish list items together. We're going to give all this money to the volunteers or all this money to the library or whomever. And the budget is then introduced before the state issues its state aid figures, whether it's the income from the gross franchise tax or discretionary aid, and that's what's called an introduced budget. There's then about a two-month period where I have the opportunity to dismantle it, to cut, to get all my aid figures. And what matters at the end of the day is the actual past budget that I pushed through.
Okay.
And
now,
we had two very successful years. So it's a cute little maneuver. And look, if that's the best they can do, God bless them.
Now, your ad referred to Christie being pro-abortion rights up until delivery. Here's what he said when I interviewed him on our show recently about his abortion position.
I am pro-life, although I believe in exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. And certainly as governor of New Jersey, I would enforce the laws that stands in the country now, which is Roe versus Wade is the law of the land, and you have to enforce the law if you're governor, and I would. But on a personal level, Brian, I am pro-life.
Would you try to introduce any statewide restrictions?
I think first, the only restrictions that I feel in favor of, Brian, that I would try to discuss are things like, and I consider common sense things, parental notification. Is, I think, a common sense restriction that we should place on it.
So you heard his answer, Mayor Lonergan. He says he's pro-life except for rape, incest, life of the mother, and he would introduce parental notification.
And 10 years ago, he ran against Assemblyman Michael Carroll, calling Michael Carroll's pro-life position a right-wing radical position, and he bragged about his personal contributions to Planned Parenthood. It's pretty common going into a Republican primary for people to shift their positions in the primary, Brian. I've been a committed pro-lifer for my entire political career without these exceptions. And you'll notice that Chris mentions how, it's okay to get an abortion as long as you tell the parents. So, yeah, this is a typical maneuver that are played in primaries. And the Republican Party in New Jersey saw this with Christy Whitman some years ago. And, it's sad to see it happen again. But, one of the reasons why Chris wants to talk about abortion is he does not want to talk about the economic issues that confront this state.
Well, to be fair, I asked him about the social issues. But what would you introduce as governor with respect to further restrictions on abortion rights? Anything?
Well, I will line item veto Planned Parenthood funding. Taxpayers don't want their money funded, used to pay abortions. I would want to have very strict health inspections of New Jersey's abortion clinics, and there has been a problem there with unsanitary conditions and uncomplained, actually, a couple people have died. I mean, it's just, so we're not having proper oversight of those clinics. I'd like to see them eliminated altogether, but that's outside my ability as governor. But
are
I will take whatever steps I can, and also a willingness and openness to appoint pro-life judges to the state Supreme Court.
Are you where New Jersey is right now? The Christie spot says you ran for Congress and lost, state Senate lost, governor lost. The state just elected Obama easily and hasn't elected a statewide Republican since Governor Whitman's second term. Are you better positioned to beat John Corzine, being as far to the right as you are?
Brian, I ran and won three times in the borough of Bogota. Bogota is a more than 2-to-1 Democrat town.
It's That's a
town
one square mile town, right?
That elected Barack Obama, Jim McGreevy, John Corzine, Bob Menendez, Frank Langenberg, Al Gore, Bill Clinton, and John Kerry.
Voted for all those people and for you.
Yeah, and reelected me twice after winning the first time on my conservative message on cutting the size of government and cutting spending and cutting taxes. And Bogota is a microcosm of New Jersey. We have a very diverse blue-collar labor union-style community, and it is a microcosm of the state of New Jersey.
How's President Obama doing, in your opinion, for New Jersey?
Oh, I clearly am a—this race in New Jersey is going to the battleground state between free market principles and big government, the growth of big government on the national and state level, there's no doubt. And that's what positions me as a superior candidate. The state has tried running their moderate candidates now for, quite some time. You know, all the state races with the Republican so-called leadership says we need to run a moderate, and they continually lose. Now, am I a conservative? I absolutely am. I believe in limited government.
So what would you do on the economic level that you think Christie wouldn't if you're elected governor?
Economic policy package that will return New Jersey to the nation's economic leader. We need to first stop the outward-bound migration of our upper and middle-income wage earners and job producers. New Jersey now ranks in the nation's three top outward-bound migration states, people leaving to states like actually Pennsylvania, New York, and Florida for lower taxes. We need to reestablish a pro-business job growth state. And I am truly convinced within a very short period of time that the state's economy will react very quickly to sound economic policy and return to being a leading economy in this nation.
Of course, people in New Jersey want lower taxes, but they also want the government services that they've come used to, and that goes for middle-class people as well as anybody else, right?
Well, that's arguable whether that's the case or not, and you got to ask what that means. But my first proposal, which I've come under attack from the Christie campaign, is to eliminate the state's progressive and destructive income tax. Brian, New Jersey has the most progressive income tax in the nation, with a top-end rate of 9%, where the second highest in the country, and the governor's proposing to push that to 10%.
So a flat tax at the state level?
A flat tax is critical to ending the outward-bound migration of our friends and neighbors. Now, I've been attacked on this, but I'd like to remind your listeners that Pennsylvania has a 3.07% simple flat tax. That's from $1 to whatever you earn, and that's the number two state for people leaving New Jersey.
And I saw where you also proposed the other day flat per capita state aid to school districts, so not more aid to poor districts. Do I have that right?
Yes, you do. What I've said is we're going to take the state's income tax revenue, which was supposed to go to cut property taxes, that hasn't worked, and distribute it equally on a per-student basis. And if any school district cannot provide a quality education with the same funding as any other, they will be required to give a voucher to the parents of those children.
But, of course, the poor districts would argue that since school funding is so based on property taxes, that if you have richer people who can raise more in property taxes for the local schools, they're going to have an unfair advantage over the people in the poorer districts who can't do so. And that's exactly the reason that the state has been contributing more to poorer districts at the state level than to wealthier ones.
Why, and it's been a miserable,
why would that be fair?
This Abbott decision, well, it is grossly unfair. You know who it's unfair to, Brian? It's unfair to the children in those school districts, because this Abbott funding formula has been a miserable failure for a decade and a half. New Jersey now boasts the 31 most expensive school districts in the nation.
But you would take money from those districts, correct?
Yes, I would take money from those districts and require that they perform with the same funding as that. These are the most expensive school districts in the state. They're not underfunded. They're overfunded. They're an unaccountable education bureaucracy that has failed these children. Brian, last year only 45% of fourth graders could pass their language and math proficiency tests.
So the solution to bad schools is less money?
The solutions to bad schools is competition and innovation, and to drive that with a school voucher program that will allow the parents of those children to have control of their education. Yeah. I want the children in Newark and Trenton and Camden to have the same choice in the schools they could go to as Barack and Michelle Obama had when they moved to Washington, D.C.
Last thing, when Governor Corzine was on recently, he endorsed legalizing medical uses of marijuana. Would you be for that? Would you sign that if the legislature passed it?
Yes, I agree with the governor on that. I support marijuana for medical purposes.
Just give us 10 seconds on why.
Well, that's a decision made between, you know, you have a patient suffering, and I've seen this firsthand, muscular dystrophy or whatever. It's pretty nasty, and people in that portion of their life should have access to whatever treatment is effective.
Former Bogota Mayor Steve Lonergan running in the New Jersey Republican gubernatorial primary next month. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and coming up in just a minute, it's an uncommon roadside beautification economic indicator, unbought billboard space being used for public art.